RTI.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Brad, boys and girls. Your weekly sideways look at the news with me, Eric Wiltshire. And over there it is...
Lee G. Banks.
So 1990s you are.
Well, I've got the shoulder pads to prove it.
I know. Just to show me you haven't got the shoulders and muscles to go with it as well.
You've been horrible to me. You've told me that I am the silent partner in this... in this endeavour. You've told me that I'm old. You've told me I've got no muscle tone. You've told me that I'm... And I'm just... Eric, I'm sensitive.
Are you? Well, put cream on it.
Pardon?
Put cream on it.
That's the only reaction you're getting out of that. If I'm not going to be allowed to tell about my killer telephone number...
Well, you might be able to later. Anyway...
Somebody's just done me.
What?
Somebody's just done me on Skype.
Oh, tell them again why. Anyway, where have you been, boys and girls? Have you missed part one? That's your hard luck, although you can listen to it again on the audio booth thing, of course. Moving on to part two. Try and answer this as sanely as we can and as fast as we can, because otherwise it gets terribly boring. Lots of people have been asking us to comment about Google, and the question is, have they changed the way the search engine's working? Because things are appearing different on the screen. Did I know about it? Answer, yes. Do I know what they're doing?
And so did I, amazingly enough.
The bottom line is, if I knew exactly what Google were doing right now, boys and girls, I could write a book on it and make millions. Because it's a bit of a mess up. If you ask the internet gurus, they've tried one thing, they've tried something else. There's all sorts of weird things going on with what are called algorithms, which is how they monitor stuff. And what happens is, every year on May Day, there is a change or an update to the way Google works. This year, it's not kind of gone as smoothly as expected. So you will have seen, quite happily, a site a few weeks ago was like number one, now appears at number 11, 12, 13, 14 or 15, or vice versa. It's just weird how it's working. I think...
It's just confusing, isn't it?
Well, the thing that confuses it for everybody else is there's such a huge trust in the way Google is used... And then, of course, they go on and go, well, where did that one go? I know it was here yesterday. I saw it. And so all I'm saying to Google, please, gentlemen, get it sorted out, because you're losing face in terms of customer loyalty. And it just confuses people, because if it's number one today, it shouldn't be number 49 the next day. It just doesn't make sense.
It is bad, though, because this is an element of the total control that Google has over our lives now, in every aspect.
Well, and I ain't getting paid for this, boys and girls. I wish I was. My advice to you at the moment is check both of the big search engines. One is Google, and obviously the other one is called Bing, B-I-N-G. Yeah. So have a look at Bing as well, because then you can do your own little bit of comparison and research. And the other thing I'd say to you, unless it's a very, very trusted source of information on the internet, just be a little bit more careful, the same way as you would be when you get a phone call for double glazing.
I'm not. I'd want an emperor. I wish I'd have kept me up short,
Absolutely. So the answer to your question is, yes, we know it's going on. No, there isn't a resolution right now. There's lots of what are called search engine optimization gurus trying to find answers. It is a bit of a pickle at the minute, and I'm sure that Google will have to sort it out, or their advertisers will get very upset with them. And don't forget...
It is a bit devil-may-care towards the user, though, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit. And I think this also... is perfectly summarised in the fact that, of course, Google changed its homepage recently to put Pac-Man on it. Now, it seems like a funny idea. Oh, I can imagine all the guys over there in the US going, ha, 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 this will be funny. It's cost. There's a study come out, reckons, that since Google put Pac-Man on its homepage, it's gobbled up about 5 million hours of work time.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, people are playing Pac-Man instead of working.
Well, what they do is they go onto the internet to search for something, see the game there, and instead of rushing off and doing the searching straight away, they're playing for a few minutes on the Pac-Man, and then the boss is obviously looking over the shoulder, what are you doing? Well, you know how it goes, Lee. They were always like that.
Well,
you?
I do, yeah. I can play Pac-Man now.
I know. But apparently, it's costing millions and millions of dollars in lost at work hours. And I got to say, I wouldn't have done it. All right, for Christmas, you know. You can have Father Christmas or whatever for a few days, but I wouldn't leave something like up that there because it's going to cause you grief. You know,
but it's fantastic that Pac-Man's coming back. Pac-Man was a brilliant game. I love it. Like, do you remember Pingo?
Yes, I remember Pingo. Talking of things coming back, as we try to squeeze in lots more stories in the second half, it's made a comeback, boys and girls. This story is especially for Mr. Banks. Apparently, the wax cylinder is back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Apparently some...
reaction.
These guys...
You deep voice and you shut up.
Yeah, I know. The men that will not be blamed for nothing was recorded by Sewer on a wax cylinder to commemorate recording methods of the past. Have you got a wax cylinder at home?
I used to have one, actually. I genuinely used to have one. I went down about 6 months ago to buy some wax cylinders. They're worth a fortune. Mm-hmm. I just think it's incredible. Mm-hmm. I can't find the story, so I can't comment directly on it. But anyway, the fact is that this group, which, are a punk band, aren't they?
Yes.
They're not sort of...
I wouldn't say they're punk. If you've heard it, it's sort of more old-fashioned barbershop harmony, almost.
They said they were punk in this story, I reckon.
Well,
anyway, because at least they've done something. But the amazing thing to me is that they actually give you instructions to go out and build your own gramophone player so you can play it.
Yeah, well, don't get too excited, boys and girls, because the recording studio has only produced 40 copies so far.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot. And my old mate, LJ Rich, bless her, who's one of the presenters on BBC Click.
BBC Click.
Yeah, she... I like BBC Click. Well, I would, because I'm a techie. She got one of the guys in the BBC engineering department to try and make it work. It didn't.
Yeah.
And then they got another guy in to help out a little bit more. And they did actually get noise out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had a big gramophone with a big... ear on the side.
Yeah, his master's voice type thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. I actually had a cast iron his master's voice dog as well.
All
that's
right.
Beside the point. But, yeah, you could actually get, or what you get was a very vague noise out of it. Mm-hmm. And eventually you could sort of build it up so that it started to make a noise. But it doesn't matter if it doesn't play really, it's to own one.
Right.
I used to have the actual, like women make clothes out of patterns. Oh. I had the patterns to make the earphones.
Oh, right. Mm. Well, anybody can do that. Actually, if you're in America, it's a good one for... I did it here with the Scouts in Slovakia. They had a camp and they were trying to do a communications badge.
Mm.
And you can, seriously, with a crystal, some sticky back plastic, a toilet roll, a crystal earpiece and some copper wire... No batteries.
Nope.
You can make a radio that will pick up AM signals. And we did it. We did it here. And people are going, but there's sound coming from it. Yes. Can we get FM on it? No.
No.
Can you make it hi-fi? No.
My very good friend, Windy Miller, who I think you know.
Yes.
He's one of the biggest... old radio dealers in the country, in the UK. And he showed me a couple of weeks ago, it's the first one I've seen for a long time, a proper cat's whisker.
Yes, crystal set.
Yeah, beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Anyway.
Well, that's the same principle, isn't it?
Well, it is exactly the same principle. That's what a cat's whisker was in the early days. It was tickling the crystal, and that's the cat's whisker thing coming up. But anyway, if you want to have a look, there is a good video on, and I don't normally do this, but, you know, that's the way it goes. On bbc.co.uk, have a look at the technology section, and there's a video of LJ Rich trying to make this cylinder player work. They do eventually make it work. It is
I think the problem with that is the BBC, and the BBC can't make anything work.
Yes, they can. They're geniuses.
No,
love
not.
Them. Love them to bits.
Love
them
I
to
love
bits.
BBC.
Yes.
Quaint relic of
stop it.
That were once good.
Stop it. But anyway, as I was saying, the wax cylinder, I loved the old 78 players, HMV type stuff. Great, marvellous, wonderful bit of technology. The wax cylinder, I've got a good thing to do with the wax cylinder. I've just thought of something we could do with it.
This is going to be Philistinism coming out again, isn't it?
Yeah, we could get a piece of string, a big saucepan, put it on the stove.
Yeah.
Melt the wax, put the string in the middle, and make a candle with it.
Yeah, what a load of rubbish. That is, I think, LJ Rich says at BBC Click, it was a very good PR stunt, and that's what it is, it's a PR stunt.
No, that was me that said that, you fool, not her.
You said LJ Rich says.
No, I didn't, Anyway, I just think it was a great PR stunt.
Public Image Limited put out a vinyl record in the in a round canister, like a film.
Yes.
Yeah, now that is still, 30 years later, is still a really collectible thing. And these things, even if they're putting 40 of them out, there aren't going to be many left because they're going to get broken really easily. They become really good collector's items.
Actually,
mate,
do you know the one I used to love? The one I loved with the, what they used to call picture discs from many years ago. There was one by the Wurzels when they did the song Combine Harvester. Oh, you got a brand new Combine Harvester and I give you the key. And they actually made the 7-inch single in the shape of a tractor.
You know what? I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a green image thing. Mm. And I had loads of those. I used to give them away when I was a hip DJ in the club. And we gave them all away to people. I wish I hadn't done that because it would be worth a fortune.
No, I do. A quick consumer corner one for people, just on this subject as you brought it up.
Yes.
You know, because I used to be a record collector as well. I don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But I do know, be very careful, these picture discs that Eric's talking about at the moment are actually being reproduced in Lithuania or somewhere.
That's right.
And brought over here. And they look really good, but once you look into them, you start to realise that they're not real, and they do not command anything like the prices the original.
No, but did you know there's a way of sussing them out? Because if you look at the middle of the record, the old vinyl records, often these copies don't stamp in the same way as the original record label did. And if you look in the centre, you can actually get little bits of writing in the plastic, the vinyl-y bit.
I know what you mean. Yeah, of course.
And it's got a little code in it, and that code comes from donkey's years ago. And you can actually, if you're careful, you can work it out. The new ones just don't have it. But there you go. If you've got one of those, great. Do have a look at LJ Rich's video on the BBC website. Absolutely funny. I thought it was cool. But I must admit, when they cut to the band actually singing the song themselves, in digital quality, it was a darn sight better. Anyway.
Still a good idea. I'd like to hold one.
I'm going to try and do a song.
Go on, then.
No, actually, it's not a song. It's a theme tune, if I remember it rightly. I think it is. Ready?
I want to do it.
Name. I want you to name that tune, Lee.
Oh, okay, then.
Dun 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 dun. Name that tune.
How many have I got to name it in?
Well, how many dum dum dums did I do?
I'll name that in 83.
Go on, then.
It's Andy Pandy.
No. It's a signature tune from Match of the Day, as it used to be, I think. I don't know if it still is.
I am a soccer philistine, I must admit. But even I knew that. I was just joking when I said it was Andy Pandy.
I am a bit... I mean, when I was a boy, I used to go to watch football quite a lot, or as you guys say in America, soccer. I used to go and watch it a lot. But there's one thing, I mean, there's a group of people, some of which are Slovak friends of mine, speak no English whatsoever. But we're all going to get together to watch the World Cup. Absolutely. I've got two flags ready for my car as well. Just in case England get to the final. Although, I don't think they will be. Anyway, the reason for the tune was... drum roll.
It's really good.
This is really cool. And I'm really, really proud of this particular one. And I mustn't forget to say thank you to Manchester United in a moment as well. Leeds United. Yes, the Leeds United. Once the home of Bremner. Bremner played there for a while. Nobby Stiles, all sorts of wonderful people. I'm sure it was Nobby Stiles there, but I know Bremner played there. And of course, it's now run by Ken Bates, who was previously at Chelsea. They are coming to Slovakia in July. RTI Land is going to be the home of Leeds United for a few days. And the nice thing is, they're coming to this region, thank you very much. And according to Leeds United, they say, will be breaking new ground. I can't even say it. We'll be breaking new ground in the pre-season with two games in Slovakia, which is going to be heading up the preparations for their move into the Championship, because they just got promoted this year. And they will be playing, as they put it, in the Slovak Mountains for a week. week. There'll be a training camp here in readiness for their return to the championship. They'll be playing games against Ruzhenberok and Košice. And I've said those two words because Lee can't. And that's on the 13th and the 16th of July. There'll be a lot of the time they'll be in Poprad. They'll be doing some sort of friendly training with the local Poprad team as well, which is really kind of super cool. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday the 13th, it'll be Leeds United versus Ruzhenberok A. And on Friday the 16th, it will be Košice against Leeds United, one of the really well-known teams in football in the UK are coming to the Tatry region, Radio Tatras International, and we will be talking to some of them as well, Lee.
We will.
We absolutely will.
It's nice, though, that Poprad is actually getting put on the map now as part of the world's soccer culture thing, isn't it?
Well, I often say it's quite funny in Slovakia, because in England, boys and girls, you have this sort of little battle between Manchester, which is up north, where Lee comes from, and London. Well, of course, obviously, me being from the south, I will obviously say that London is far superior to Manchester. Of course, naturally.
Except you all talk like big girls. You all talk like big men.
And the funny thing is, Poprad is a bit like the Manchester in Slovakia compared with Bratislava. Everybody runs on about Bratislava. And I'm not being funny to Bratislava. And I'm not being funny to London or Paris or Dublin or Washington or anywhere else. The fact is, a capital city is not the country. The capital city is a false part of the country. And I'm going to say that again. A false part of the country. So I'm pleased that Leeds United are actually coming to the real Slovakia. And that'll be really good. So we look forward to that. We'll be talking to some of the people there. And I have to say, and Lee, shut up. Because,
I've not said anything.
Well, you will do in a minute, and you'll go, oh, don't be silly. But I have to say thank you to loads of people this week. Because on the national television here in Slovakia, which is called TV Markiza, there was a young lad, I'll just say Tomáš, that'll do, because I'm not giving out his full name. Young Tomáš, he's 16 years old, he's terminally ill, and he had a dream. And his dream was to go and watch Manchester United play. And that was his dream. And this boy's gone through operations and chemotherapy and everything, and nothing can be done for him. Do you know what? Even though he's at that state in his life, he still goes to school. He's tried to teach himself to walk again, because obviously he was handicapped after operations. Mm-hmm. And he tries so hard, and he puts a smile on his face. Mm-hmm. He's just a wonderful inspiration to so many people. Anyway, the thing that happened was that his dream was to go to Manchester United. This week we saw the programme. I knew about it. Obviously quite some time ago, but we couldn't talk about it. And I just want to say thank you to Lee, who was involved in making it happen. I also want to say thank you to Terry Butterworth, the entire team at Manchester United, and also Martin and the film team at TV Markiza here, because not only did Tomáš go to watch Manchester United at Old Trafford, our chairman, Mr. Jan Talensky, fixed it for Tomáš to go and have a VIP box with all the food laid out for him and his mum and everything else. Some of the players came in to see him and gave him special, the honorary badges of Manchester United, the proper metal ones that they wear on their suits. He was given all of those. He watched the team there. The club itself fixed it for cameras to go in during a match, which it just doesn't happen normally.
It's very unusual to actually allow that to happen.
And Martin and his team at Markiza did the most amazing job with a difficult subject and made it respectful and a real tribute to Tomáš, who's 16 years old, and he ain't going to make his 21st, boys and girls. So, Tomáš, we love you to bits. Thank you to Jan Talensky, to TV Markiza, Manchester United, to Lee and Terry and everybody else that was involved. Martin, of course, the director, who all got involved behind the project and did a fabulous job. So Tomáš did actually see his dream come true, and he watched it on the telly as well. So
I watched the film yesterday.
Little ripple,
and it was very moving.
Very, very moving indeed.
But something to make you proud as well. Make you proud of
absolutely
got that kind of strength and character at such a young age.
Absolutely. Anyway, this is Postcard from Poprad, boys and girls. Sometimes serious, sometimes silly, and after a little bit of seriousness. I am an ex-British telecom engineer. I was trained in all that sort of stuff.
Are we doing the telephone number?
Not quite. And I just love this. Apparently, although it didn't come out in the beginning, a Greek telephone engineer cut off the home telephone line of George Papandreou, who happens to be the Greek Prime Minister. Because one of his neighbours hadn't paid his bill on time, and it was just one number different from the Prime Minister's number. So the engineer cut his phone off. Hang on, I'm just going to phone the Prime Minister of Greece. Number unobtainable.
Oh, yeah.
He's not paid his bill. It's got to be hysterical. And, of course, at the moment, sorry about this, Greece, of course, there's a whole problem with the budgets over in Greece being in a terrible state at the moment. But anyway, one of his neighbours was so behind in paying that the Greek telephone company, which is called OTE, they were cutting off the phone line, and they cut off the wrong one. So poor Mr. Papandreou had his phone line cut off, and apparently it took nearly 2 weeks to get it back, or was it 2 days to get it back on again? Could you just imagine that?
I'm just dialing this number while you're talking.
You're not dialing the 888 one, are you?
I am, yeah. I'm doing it, man. I'm taking the bull by the horns, and I'm going to see if it kills me.
Anyway, while he's doing that, we had the news in that UK Coast Guards say there's a potentially good bit of news coming out from the Gulf of Mexico with the latest project from BP attempting to seal the leak with some mud first, mm-hmm. apparently, and some concrete. The funny thing is, I don't get this, boys and girls, because...
It's ringing.
Oh, don't. The funny thing is, when everything was okay with BT, we all loved them, right? Now they're having some problems. They're the bad boys. So you've got politicians jumping up and down and going, we're going to sort these boys out. No. If you didn't use so much oil, gas, petrol, and domestic gas, there wouldn't be so much need for so many oil rigs. Therefore, you wouldn't potentially have the problem of them having to drill down where they're drilling to get it. Sorry. Actually, the people that are responsible are the users of all these fuels, fossil fuels, because you make people like BP go and dig deeper and deeper to find the stuff, because you're using it. So don't blame everybody else.
It's quite right. You can't say that BP are not culpable, though. You know, it's their machinery and their designs and their planning that went wrong.
Well, it wasn't.
It's a natural disaster.
I agree.
But I have to say that, having suffered a power cut this morning again through Dan the building man, that it was incredible to be stuck in the house with no lights, no heating, even the telephone didn't work.
Well, that's because you've got a wireless telephone, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing worked, but as soon as the electricity went, everything's gone. You are cut off from this world.
Sure.
So actually,
I'm doing
something to keep this world running.
Well, yeah, indeed. I should talk more about rotary inverters and all sorts of other things to give you some backup power, but I won't.
I want to talk about my phone number.
Before we get there, suspected robbers in Germany appeared to make a bit of a loud bang. They miscalculated the quantity of explosive needed to blow their way into a rural bank. Now, this is up in Malice, which is in the north of Germany, if I remember rightly. And what happened was these robbers go in and they destroyed this bank. They blitzed it. The whole thing is completely flawed. It's levelled to the ground. But...
except for one thing.
Oh, I love this. The actual machine that they were trying to blow up, the cash machine to get the money from, survived perfectly. But the building is levelled. Oh, dear.
Oh, but you've got to admit how they must have laughed when the pub afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Jimmy went to blow up the... All they were trying to do was blow up the cash machine.
Yeah, the
bank,
the
bank vanished. There's no bank, but there's a cash machine there.
It's like
they'd be in the pub going, oh, chaps.
It's like a Laurel and Hardy movie, isn't it? Oh, my word. Very quickly, very, very, very quickly, the Right Reverend Nick Baines, who's from Croydon, he's the Bishop of Croydon, has officially released some prayers for the English World Cup team in 3 weeks' time. Bishop Baines, we absolutely celebrate your prayers. I think every bit of help that the English team could get's needed, because I don't think...
That's what I was going to say, because they haven't got a prayer.
No, they haven't. But there's one little bit that I thought that was prevalent to you, Lee.
What?
Well, he's actually said, for those with no interest in the game, Lee...
Yes, me.
Yes, he asks that they may be granted the gift of sympathy.
I've got the greatest of sympathy for anybody who's interested in football.
So, if England get sort of through the first bit and I start prattling on about football, have sympathy for me, Lee.
No, I think it should become a soccer-free area. We should never discuss soccer.
If they get through to the quarterfinals, have sympathy for me.
They don't even know what... Why is it called soccer on one hand and football on the other? Now you're going to answer that, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to, because I'll upset my American friends. If we get to the semi-finals, Lee, have greater sympathy for me.
If we get to the semi-finals,
yes.
Eric,
yes.
You have sympathy for me, because I will be on the next hit list for suicide.
And if we get to the final, Lee...
Yeah.
Have enormous sympathy for me and a heart machine standing by.
If we get to the semi-final, don't have any sympathy for me at all, because I'll be in Bermuda.
No, but if we get to the final, I need you to be here. Because have sympathy and a heart machine. I'm going to need it.
A heart machine? You want a heart machine?
I'll need it.
Why do you need me? I'm not going to give you the kiss of life.
Oh. No. Oh, well, okay.
Well, I'll do it through a straw.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely wonderful. So, anyway, we love the prayers from the Right Reverend Nick Baines. We think they're fabulous. They really are kind of cool. And I have to say, for every other, what can I call them? Football widow. Yes, it'll be football widows, won't it? Because your man will be watching the football, and you'll be wanting to watch the local soap opera, and they'll all be cancelled. Every television channel will be showing it. The 24-hour news will be dissecting it. They'll have psychologists and trick cyclists in there talking about whether Lee Banks can take a penalty or not. Well, he can, because he gets caught for speeding lots of times. And... we just say amen to you, sir, and all the girls, just chill out, be nice. Your man will go back to normal. He will become a television blob again soon. But during the World Cup...
He'll be...
Come on, you England! Sorry. It's okay. It's got it out of my system now. I'm okay. I'm okay.
That's fine. But I'm okay. Glad you got it out of your system. Your system can't take much, can it?
No.
So it's best to get it out.
Right, we've got a minute to do your telephone story.
I might not want to do it now.
Oh, go on.
I've just waited all the way through the show. All right.
You've anyway, got 1 minute.
Ladies and gents, this is Consumer Corner offering...
Sorry, 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Do never, ever have a number that begins 0888. It has killed 10 people in 10 years. Anybody who has had this number, 0888888, has died in some horrendous situation in the last 10 years.
That was Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. We've got to say goodbye, goodbye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.